This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Keep independent voices on air. Support Joy Radiothon 2020. We are you. Donate, subscribe, join up at joy.org.au.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I wanted to acknowledge and remember the four police officers who tragically died in that horrendous incident on the Eastern Freeway last week. It tells us all how tenuous our hold on life can be, but how every accidental death has serious consequences. And I wanted to remember and do a shout out to Todd Robinson. Todd farewelled his partner, Constable Glenn Humphreys, yesterday at the Police Academy. And I was trying to do this last week and I wasn't actually able to do so. But I want to recognise and remember those police officers. And I want to, you know, as I said, Todd Robinson, who farewelled his partner, Constable Glenn Humphreys, yesterday. And Todd, who's also a recent member of Victoria Police, but he's also was and may still be a member of the ADF. I'm not sure of his status there. He saluted his partner's coffin as it left the academy. Anyway, what I wanted to do to pay tribute to all the officers and also in particular to Glenn Humphreys, we're going to play a track now, which is a song that both Glenn and Todd both loved. So stay with us. And after that, I'll be right back.
Michael, what a very fitting tribute there. That song was M-Bop from Hanson.
And I just want to say that is to all Victoria Police members across Victoria. Thank you for your support and your solidarity with each other, and the community also supports you. We won't forget these four officers. Had many messages in the last few minutes. I'm not going to read them all. I wanted to pay tribute to those four police officers. And as I said, to Todd Robinson, who lost his partner, Glenn Humphreys, and every other officer whose family's been impacted by this, we do stand with you. And thank you for those messages. I hope people understand how important this is and how important it was to this station. Victoria Police has been a great supporter of this station. The Police Association have been a great supporter of this station. Individual police officers have been a great support to this station. I wanted to return some of that support and acknowledge it. And we are thinking of you at this difficult time. Thank you for your work in all the communities in which you work, Tass.
And the messages are really lovely, Mac. Are they just streaming in? Even 317 has come back and said, this is so beautiful, life is so precious. We are about to move into Macca's opinion, but we are cutting it short this morning because we did decide to allocate some time to acknowledge Glenn Humphreys and a fallen police officer.
And the other three police officers too.
So. Of course. So Macca, what's your opinion this week?
Okay, look, I wanted to draw a parallel.
A parallel?
A parallel. Or a juxtaposition, or hypocrisy, whichever way you want to put it.
Go, sister.
We've seen a recent guest on this show who was very generous with her time and her information, Annalise Van Diemen, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer of Victoria, and she posted a tweet on her day off which drew a parallel between COVID-19 and the arrival of Captain James Cook. Now, I'm not going to pass judgment on whether that tweet was great or whether it didn't rate. It was on her day off, right, on her private Twitter account. Now, a number of politicians have pointed out that this is a breach of the Victorian Public Service Rules. Correct. And they've got nothing else to do but report Annalise Van Diemen to the Public Service Commission. One in particular, member for Brighton, I think, James Oldbury. Oh, no, actually, his name's Newbury, but let's call him Oldbury. Because he's old school, right? He's looking for something to get pissed off about, right? Well, you know what? I'm pissed off because people like you, James, and others, other commentators, other politicians, you're very quick to spring to the defence of Israel Folau when he tweeted on social media, right, against the rules of his employer, right? But you know what? He did harm. He harmed people's mental health. He caused incredible division in the community, right? And where is he now? He's kicking a football in another country. Thank God. Just think of the parallel. You supported someone tweeting divisive, hateful, homophobic quotes on his Twitter in direct contravention of the policy of his employer, and you supported him, right? You supported him. Annalise Van Diemen made one quote, one tweet, and you're attacking her. Why? Because you're upset because you can't play golf. You're upset because of something else. You're upset because people are saying, well, you're actually not adding anything to the debate. So I say to you, it's obvious that religious freedom is more important than secular freedom, right? Take a chill pill, guys. Get a grip. Stop being so partisan. And actually look at what you're complaining about. You know what? You're full of shit.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.